Ken Watmore, your host of Power Players Radio, the radio ministry of 1615.tv. Thanks for joining us. It's Sunday and it's 5 o'clock. That means it's time for the Featured Artist Profile. This is a great show. Show where we get an opportunity to listen to a CD cover to cover, some of the hottest Christian music from around the globe. In my fortress. Hey friends, it's Ken Watmore here on Power Players Radio, the radio ministry of 1615.tv. And this is another Featured Artist Profile. And today we have Todd Bragg from Cadman's Call. Todd, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. Again, thanks for taking some time out of your schedule. Are you guys on tour right now?
We're not, actually. Oh. We're planning on going back in the studio in August, next month. So, but we're not on the road right now.
Well, and what kind of a break have you had from the studio or from being on the road?
Well, this year we've only done a handful of shows. We intentionally wanted to take a year off and just sort of let some things just sort of mull over some things with where we all are in our own lives and what that looks like in the world of Cadman's. And and so it's been really good. It's been a good time of just sort of prayer and contemplation of what's next for the band. And I'm excited to say we're going to work on another project in August, and I'm really excited about what it's going to look like.
Awesome, man. Well, I know that, you know, we can't wait to hear it, and I know that, you know, all your fans certainly can't wait to hear it or see you back on tour. The band has a I want to approach this the right way. There's a lot of Christian bands out there that go out, they do the music and everything, and it's wonderful and it's awesome, and they praise God, they worship God, and their fans all, you know, follow along with that. You guys really have a mission heart, almost like it's in the foreground. That's always seems to have been the way that people look at Cadman's Call. It's a missionary group in addition to being a band.
Well, I think that's true. I think that we've kind of grown into that. On different levels, obviously, but I think that as believers, we're called to be in the mission field, and I think our definition of what the mission field is what needs to be honed in on. Jesus was very clear about taking care of the least of these, and I think. A lot of times we in America, and myself and a lot of us in the band, we just kind of write that off as like, well, that's a separate calling.
Right.
A lot of times, you have to do this. And sure, there are different areas that we all can, and different roles that we can all play in doing that. But we're all called to do that. A lot of times Cliff will say it should be the exception if we don't, if we do stay at home. And I think that it's just about a mission. It's a mindset. It's about understanding, the gospel in our own hearts. And that really frees us to love in outstanding ways. And so that's what we, as a band, began to realize, and we have always, been about just saying more than just what we can say with a song. It's always been more. It's always been about more than just the music with Cadman's, so we can, So anyway, yes, that's. That is a focus that we have and feel like is really important, and hopefully we're getting that, we're communicating that in our concerts, in our lives, and as well as our music.
Sure. Well, and I'm on your website now, and I want to encourage all of our listeners to go to cadmanscall.com so they can see what the band's up to and learn a little bit more about you and kind of, follow along. Also, we want to encourage them to get your music, support the band. Again, it's cadmanscall.com. I want to have all of our people go there. But on that, they're going to see that there's, in particular, three ministries, three networks, so to speak, that you are really involved with. And one of them is the Dalit Freedom Network, one Compassion mm-hmm. International, and then Peace Gospel Ministries. So,
right.
you know, I'm familiar with the first two, with Dalit Freedom Network and Compassion International. Tell me about Peace Gospel Ministries.
You know, oddly enough, that was the first ministry that we really got involved with, and there's some really incredible stories about it. A friend of ours that was technically our first manager, who was a friend of, had gone to school with Cliff. He really wasn't liking school. And Cliff said, "Hey, why don't you come be our manager? We're starting a band. We need a manager." And so he quit school, and I don't know that I would advise that, but anyway, that's what happened. And he had just come back from India, like the summer before, and it had just changed his heart. The Lord had really just worked on him, gave him a real heart for India. And this, we're talking, you know, 15, 16, I guess it was 17 years ago.
Yeah.
That this is all going down, and he met a guy named Pastor Sampson, and just became friends, just really close with him, and kept in touch with him over the next several years, and really didn't do anything until, and then after working with the band, the guy that was working with us is this guy named Kirby, and Kirby had been in touch with Pastor Sampson in India for a long time, and then started doing some stuff with the band managing, and then changed roles. He started working on the guild, and kind of branched off and started doing his own business stuff. But it was always a close friend, and in the middle of him doing stuff with us and starting the guild, which is sort of a network of Cademan fans that to help them kind of stay in contact with the band and each other, and that was his sort of idea. But in that, he started talking. He put together this Peace Gospel Ministries, and it was helping Pastor Sampson build some orphanages, and he was a pastor, but it ran a couple of orphanages, and just sort of brainstorming on some ways that we could help support them. And I don't know, long story short, a few years later, we began working with Compassion International. Kirby, after I had moved on from the Cademan's world, we were still in contact with him, but he said, "You're never going to believe this, that Pastor Sampson was a Compassion child."
Huh.
And it kind of came full circle that we were talking about Compassion and working with them and finding out about how amazing they are. It turns out that the people that we supported and gave, you know, money to through the guild site and all this stuff, turns out he was with Compassion. So it was an incredible just testimony of what Compassion is doing, and in India. And then that also sort of just stirred our hearts to later meeting a guy in North Carolina that was a Dalit, and he told us the story of the Dalit people, and we already had a heart for India, but that just allowed us to really go deeper. And so that's sort of the connection between those three ministries, it's amazing how, looking back on that, you can kind of see the circumstances that happen that allow for that, you know, that come to fruition in a lot of ways. And so, yeah, we definitely have a heart for India, and I think there'll be more that we are involved in concerning India, for sure.
Well, it's great to hear that story, for sure. And again, for our listeners, I want you to know we're talking to Todd Bragg of Cademan's Call, and I want to encourage everybody to go to cademanscall.com to find out about the band and the latest stuff that's happening, and then to join the guild. I can see that on here, and you just mentioned that the guild is kind of your fan network of people that support you, but also it looks like probably get a little bit more involved than your normal just mailing list.
Yeah. It is. It's pretty involved in it. You know, the idea is to people that are in the Cademan's and what Cademan's is about, to help them sort of connect with each other. And you know, we never, Caitlin was never real comfortable with having a fan site just that was all about us.
Right.
And so that was kind of the way that could happen. And it felt like it was important. So.
Sure. Well, in the time that we have here, and I know you don't have a whole lot of time, again, thanks so much for getting with me today a little bit, but tell me about you, Todd. Tell me about how, you know, you got into the band. Just tell me a little bit about that story.
Okay. Well, I'm the drummer for the band, and I've been with them. I'm an original member from the beginning, and I started playing drums when I was young. I began getting serious when I was about 6 years old, and then I got serious about it when I was maybe 13. And I grew up in a Christian home. By the time I was in high school and about to graduate high school, I knew that I wanted to do something with music. I wasn't sure what that would look like, and I also knew that the Lord had given me whatever talent that I had in the drumming world. I really believed that he would be faithful to allow me to use that. And this is way before I met the band. I grew up in Louisiana in Lake Charles, moved to Houston, and after going to college for a couple of years, I ended up finishing school in Houston, but met the band when I moved there. Cliff was just starting it, and Cliff's the lead singer and founder, and we kind of just hit it off. A lot of our feelings about music, about Christian music in particular, good, bad, a lot of the philosophy, you know, we kind of grew up in similar environments within the Christian world, and so we really just hit it off, and it allowed. It was one of those things where I was going to school, and then I finished school and began working, all while the band was growing as well. And I guess in about '96, I started doing the band full time. I was working, doing some design. I do some woodworking and stuff. I enjoy that, and felt like I could. That would be a good alternative to music if music didn't work out, you know. And yeah. You know, the Lord. It's funny, and there's a lot of details that I'm trying to, you know, make it a shorter story. But God is faithful, and He's not faithful because of my success or my circumstances. He's faithful because of Christ. He fulfilled everything in Christ, and I've learned is that I've got to rest in that only. And my success in the drum world has far exceeded any dreams that I ever could have had. And that's just a testimony to God allowing me to do that. And I don't really understand it, and I try not to analyze it too much. I think that you just have to be faithful to keep running back to the cross, back to the gospel, and it somehow puts the circumstances in our lives and our families, it puts those in the right perspective, because really the only thing we're going to find true joy in is Christ.
Yeah.
And when we do find that, it somehow frees us from it frees us from a lot of the bondage that we have in good things, in religion, and even families, and even and talents, and jobs that are good pursuits and good ambitions, but our hearts are just so quickly to latch onto those as being our identity, and those as being our what we find our worth in, and it's really only in Christ that we can find that, and I'm learning that even still, and I think we all have. That's why it's a continual process of just running back to that and bringing all of these things back to the cross. And So that's kind of my story as a drummer. I'm still one of the funny things about music is you're always kind of wondering what's next and what's around the corner. And with Cademans, we never expected to be doing the band this long, honestly. And it's amazing to, and we've just been kind of exploring this in our own hearts this year. Looking back at the history and the impact that we've had on Christian culture in America, and the impact that it's had on so many different lives, but also in our own lives, and the things that we've done, some things we've done well, some things we've done poorly, as you know, as far as the business of music goes, and you're kind of always figuring it out. There's not really a rule book to how things work on the business side of things, and on and just in the details, the logistics of it. There's a lot that people don't realize that go into it, and it really is amazing that in spite of our flaws and our imperfections, that God has used us in tremendous ways, and it's just a testimony to God being faithful to do His will and tell His story. And we all, I believe, believers and non-believers alike, have a role in that story. And I'm sort of amazed at where I am at this point in my life. I'm 37, and I feel like I'm just figuring out that, you know, what it is that Lord's doing with me. And I think He's preparing me for something. And so it's, you know, that's exciting to me. I'm humbled and thankful to be a part of what Cademans has done and is doing. And that aside, that's not my identity. And that's really what the Lord's been working on my heart about. Our identity's got to be in Christ alone. And so that's what's going on with me. That's kind of my story. I've got two small children. I've got a 3.5-year-old boy, and well, he's almost 4 now, and a newborn that's about 14 weeks, little girl. And my wife and I are just loving on them, and I'm still loving playing drums. I'm still loving designing things with, you know, designing furniture and whatever. And I love exploring what Cademans is about. And figuring out ways to plug into meeting the needs of people all over the world, but not just away from my hometown, just right here where I live. Nurturing the relationships that I have, and I think that's a big part of what we're called to do. And it's a lot of times we forget about the relationships that we have right now. Are precious, and they need to be nurtured. And I believe that a lot of times we kind of feel like, oh, I'm called to bigger and better things, and really that's a deception. I think there's nothing bigger and better than the relationships that we have. Our desire for friendship and for relationship is the one ache that we all have that is not a result of the fall. And so that's just a testimony to me. And actually, a guy, it's been probably 15 years ago, told Cademans, just as we were kind of having some success, and it was a guy that we had just met, a really great guy, and he said, you know, you guys, it's all about relationships. And that phrase, he was talking more on business level, but that phrase has just really hit home to me, and it goes so much deeper than the business level. It's ultimately about our relationship with our Creator and you know, the relationship that Christ had with His Father. That's what it's about. Anyway, I'm learning that. I'm learning those things, and those things become deeper instilled in my heart as the longer I live.
That's awesome, and it's so encouraging, you know. Here, and I want I hope our listeners are encouraged. I certainly am. It's a blessing to hear a guy who's had some great success. The band has had some great success, really shaping the new direction that Christian music has taken. Because I mean, now it's Christian music has really, you know, bridged the gap between secular radio and music. And I mean, it just kind of brought new people into the fold. We hear Christian artists on secular radio stations all the time. And it's an exciting time for music. But you guys as a band have gone deep in that, and you've experienced success on different levels. And it's really wonderful to hear you talk about how God is preparing you for something. And it's not that you're saying God's preparing you for something bigger or anything. He's preparing you and he's preparing us for what he wants to accomplish. And
right.
The key is that relationship that you speak of. And those two things really stick out. And everything that you just said, really, that we always talk about in our ministry, which it's all about relationships. And you're right. Sometimes you look at that from a business perspective, because that's unfortunately part of the deal. But the truth is that the relationship part of it is so much deeper and broader than that. And it's all about the relationship that we have with the Creator, and Christ with the Father is the best example. It's the example of the relationship that we're called to.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, man, I really enjoy hearing, you know, about you and about the band, and I'm excited to hear some new music from Cademans. And are you?
Yeah.
You guys, you said August, you go back in the studio.
We're gonna go, yeah. And the plan is for it to come out before the end of the year. So
awesome.
I don't have any kind of official date as to when that will be right now, but that's the goal. So.
Well, we'll all look forward to it. I want to encourage everybody again to go to the website, Cademans Call. You can follow along at cademanscall.com, and you can just kind of check in and see when that next CD might be coming out. And we're going to listen to some of your music now and enjoy it and worship with you. And just we're thankful that you had some time to spend with us, for sure. I look forward to doing more stuff with you all in the future.
Well, thank you, Ken.
Thank you. Take care.
Well, you see, I got trouble. I got trouble all over me. I got trouble since the day I was born. And it's not just a struggle. Well, it's the blood running through my veins. And it's all the clothes I've ever worn. When I'm with you, I feel so overdressed. The trouble is I'm not above or beyond anything. So I know you must be good for me. As far as you can and as bad as I am. Well, I know you must be good for me. Terrible lover, I never loved you the way I should. Oh, and every single reason's wrong. Oh, my sister, my brothers, we got history on our heels, and we're running like we broke the law. Trouble is I'm not above.
Well, there's another featured artist show in the can. Thanks for joining us this week here on Power Players Radio, the radio ministry of 1615.tv. If you missed the show or if you want to replay it, you can log on to our website, 1615.tv. Follow the radio trail all the way through to the featured artist page, and you can even subscribe to the podcast. You can get it on iTunes, download the show, listen to the artist's interview. And on that show, you'll get one song out of the whole CD instead of the whole thing, because certainly we want you to go to their website and buy their music. We love supporting the artists that support us, so we'd love to drive you back towards their site so you can pick up a copy for yourselves. But every week, we feature great new music right here on 1615.tv. Join us Sundays at 5 o'clock for the Featured Artist Profile. Tomorrow.